Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. And for a lot of people, the weekend will begin, and there is a lot going on between here and next weekend. The U.S. Open is coming for a record 10th time in tournament history, and he's not officially the mayor, but he is kind of like the mayor of Oakmont. Mark Serrao of Oakmont Bakery is here. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you doing?
The plans and preparation for this have been going on. When we talk to the U.S. Open officials, they say 3 to 5 years, depending on the location. They're so familiar with us. But that's amazing that they send a team to get ready that far in advance. But you've been through this before, right?
Yes, we've been through it. This is the third or fourth time for us, but this is by far the biggest and the most involved we've ever been in it.
Yeah, have you noticed that it's been ramped up?
Oh, my goodness. You know, my son and I went up yesterday to start seeing where our drop-offs are for the orders, and they're ordering up to 18,000 products a day from us, and we're only probably doing a quarter of their baked stuff. But we were in shock when we drove around on the golf cart. I think it's 7 miles of road behind the country club, 210 acres, with it looks like a city of tents. I mean, some of the tents have chandeliers in them, and they're all air-conditioned. They have 85-inch TVs in them. It just goes on and on. And we were absolutely shocked what we saw. It's like a city. There's people driving equipment everywhere. There's hundreds of generators. They're so organized. That's just a well-oiled machine, no question about it.
And did you say 18,000 items you send?
Yes.
I'm shocked. The capacity, though, since you expanded, how long has it been since you built your new bakery?
So we just had our 6-year anniversary. We would have never been able to do what we're going to be doing at the old location, but we're actually ramping up like Christmas month, you know, for this. And so we have all of our high school kids that are going to be working full time, and our college kids that are out of school. And, it's very exciting. It's great to be a part of it.
And obviously, Mark, this is a big boom for Oakmont itself with all the attention and all the people, and in your case, very real practical part of delivering that kind of level of baked goods. But for the town, what does this mean?
Well, I mean, for us, we've already seen about 20 to 25% increase every day for the last couple weeks. We actually started meeting with the USGA catering company a year ago. They're so organized. For the town itself, I think it's just hit and miss for some of the businesses. Like, you know, there's a bunch of signs all around Oakmont and on 28 that say stay away from this area, which is unfortunate because what we've seen in the past is a few hours in the morning, like maybe 8 to 10, and a few hours in the evening, maybe 6 to 8 or 5 to 7. It's really heavy traffic. But in the middle of the day, everyone's at the country club, and it's like a ghost town a lot of times. So, I think a lot of our regulars are staying away, but we have so many people from out of town coming in every day. Like, we see lanyards all day long, and we have people coming in with photographers. And Peter Millar, actually, who outfits the whole, all the golfers, is collaborating with us. So they made golf shirts for all of our 250 employees.
Wow.
They gave me and my son full outfits to wear the week of the Open, which are really, it's really high end clothing. And, you can tell when you're wearing it, it's just made really well.
I saw the post with you and your son, and I'm like, wow, look at them with the swag.
Yeah, they really, and they made a video of the bakery. And so what I noticed also is it seems like the USGA and these the companies that are working with them are working really hard to include the town businesses in the whole event, which is different than the way it was that I've noticed in the past.
Well, that's pretty cool, because I understand today they have their, speaking of merchandise, their merchandise tent opens near the golf course. Do you know where that is? It's like a giant setup, they said.
Yeah. So we saw it last night, and the tent wasn't there 3 days ago when we were up there. This tent looks like it must be 10 to 15,000 square feet. And it's on Halton Road. It's kind of across from, it's up a little ways across from the restaurant up there.
So you would go up Halton Road out of Oakmont proper, past the golf course, and then how far, and is it easy to find?
Probably about a mile up the road. Yeah, probably about a mile up the road on the left side.
Oh, so that's not bad. And then, because a lot of people who can't come to either the practice rounds or the tournament itself can't get tickets, or they're expensive. This is free to go see the merch, and while you're driving by, you can see Oakmont, the club, on the left-hand side going up Halton.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can also see the golf course when you're at the Merchant Club, I believe, the Merchandise Club.
Oh, well, that's cool. And we are, if it's okay with you, you invited us to come do the show next Thursday and Friday from your bakery. Are you still are you still good with that?
Oh yeah, we're really excited about it. And we actually, and tomorrow, KDK is going to be here for Donut Day, and they're going to be interviewing. Marty's going to be interviewing a couple people from USGA. I think Dewar's Scotch, which is the drink of the Open, and they're collaborating with us at the Oak Theater. For the Dewar. So the companies are definitely including the local businesses, which I think is so great.
So Marty's going to be there tomorrow.
Yep.
And then I'll be with you on Thursday and Friday.
Thursday and Friday next week.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And then we have other people involved. Thank you so much for letting us do that.
Oh, thanks so much for being here. We love having you guys.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it and seeing you. And I'm sure you're going to get some famous people stopping by for some goodies over the course of the Open.
Yeah, we're really excited about it.
I mean, outside of Marty.
Outside of Marty.
Because Marty loves golf. He came, Mark, you're going to love this. I did this golf tournament for the American Cancer Society for 20 years, and one of the first years Marty came. And he came with open-toed sandals. And I'm like, man, you can't golf in that. All right, partner. Well, thanks. I know you're busy. Looking forward to seeing you next week, and wish you all the best.
All right. Thanks a lot, Larry.
All right. That is the great Mark Serrao, owner of Oakmont Bakery, on the Big K Morning Show. Coming up next, Penguins have a new coach. That was another breaking news story. That happened after we got off the air yesterday. We're going to talk to two-time Stanley Cup champ and hockey analyst Jay Caulfield. Who is the new coach? Dan Muse. Breaking news. There was breaking sports news yesterday when the Penguins announced they have a new head coach, the 23rd in team history. And joining us, two-time Stanley Cup champion and hockey analyst with Sportsnet, Mr. Jay Caulfield. on his way to an important meeting at the golf course. And why not, Jay? Good morning.
That's right. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, you got to take advantage of when you get the weather. It should be a nice day to golf this morning. So who is Dan Muse?
Yeah, Larry, I mean, I think everybody knows. That was kind of one that nobody saw coming, and I really don't know much about him other than what we've heard, that he's great with the young guys, developing and getting an opportunity, and it was kind of really out of left field kind of a pick. And I think when you have a taste of, he's led teams, but not at the NHL level. He's been an assistant coach with the Rangers, and we saw that, and also Nashville. I think you just got to go with, that's a feel that through all the interview process, he must have really interviewed extremely well. And word of mouth, it's such a business where you literally have to make sure you don't burn bridges. You do all the right things and then everything. And when people are looking for references and want to hear about you, that was all good stuff. And certainly Kyle Dubas has been talking about going in a direction that's with young players and making moves and development. And that's all the points that he talked about when he hit. And now for me, Larry, I will say one thing. No matter what, who you are, what team you go to, and at any level, you have to make sure you earn the respect and gain the respect of the players in the locker room. And especially now you're at the NHL level, you need to earn the respect of the leadership and the veteran players that are in there. And I think the younger guys will fall right in line with a new first-time NHL head coach. But and that's no matter who it was, whether it was Dan Muse or whether it was Rick Tocchet. And I had said over the last months that Rick Tocchet was going to walk in with, automatic respect. In this situation, and whoever it may have been, had to earn that. And whether it was Muse or a few other guys that were mentioned, that's going to be the key thing. You get in there, so you earn Sidney Crosby, you get the respect, and the locker room then transforms and everybody buys in. And I think that's going to be a key, and that would be for anybody. So, but it's certainly going to be something like that. And I think Kyle Dubas wanted something that was young, new, fresh, and wanted to be able to develop the young talent that the Penguins are going to be kind of bringing in over the next number of years through the draft and the players that are already there.
So Dan Muse, 42, him and Sid are just about contemporaries age-wise. And
right.
Yeah,
right.
But the irony is, so Mike Sullivan, who left and had an opportunity with the Rangers, excited for him to go there. I love that he took out a billboard thanking the Pens fans. I thought that was really classy of Mike Sullivan, who coached, two Stanley Cup championship teams, so he has his place in Penguin history. And then a former now assistant of the Rangers in Dan Muse comes to Pittsburgh. How do you think, with missing the playoffs 3 years in a row and rebuilding this team, I guess, with Sid there, and Sid's got to be a little frustrated because, he's a champion. He wants to win. He wins at everything he does. And
yeah,
Penguins have, I guess, acquired a lot of picks, so there's going to be a lot of change. Who are we not going to see next year when it comes to veterans on the Penguin team?
Yeah, Larry, I mean, that is a tough one because, if you look down the stretch, I think how it's got to be is got to be, they wanted youth, they want speed, they want different things that are there, and it's going to be about contracts and what does somebody have left and can they move on from it? I think they just want to build. I think how I would look at it, Larry, and maybe answer it in a different way. You need to find wingers for Malkin, right? If you have Rust and Raquel, and then what are you putting on the second line? Then we saw, McGrory come up, Koivunen. They were starting to build top six forwards. And then from there, also, they want to fill in on your third and fourth line. So if they've got somebody in the pipeline that can be different and better than what we've seen in this lineup over the last number of years, then they're going to make those moves. And again, it's all depending on numbers and what's left on contracts and who you have to move on from. But you got to find another winger for Malkin. You have to have that. And so your top six is something that can be a threat at all times. When you're missing a key winger for a guy that's in the middle and you need production, if you're not getting it, you're already under the, you're behind the eight ball in a sense. So I'm looking at it that way, Larry. And I also think on the blue line, what are they going to do on the blue line? Some contracts can't be moved. Goaltending could be different. It, you know, all that, but...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Again, there are some contracts that are on this roster that are tough to move, unless you're eating a lot of the contract, Larry.
We're just a few months away from them getting into camp already. Yeah. So he's got his work cut out for him. Again, 42-year-old Dan Muse, the new head coach of the Pittsburgh Penguins, and we'll see what transpires. Jay, appreciate it. I know, has your handicap dropped since the season has ended?
You would like to think so, Larry. I mean, sometimes up and down. So, but as all of us, I kind of love working at the game and playing as we all do, Larry. And by the way, I'll say something real quick. When you got Sidney Crosby watching the finals like last night, and that game goes to overtime, you know that gets into him, and he's going to want to come back and certainly make the mark to the point that you were saying, Larry.
Yeah, game one of the finals, for those that don't know, Edmonton, it went to overtime.
Yeah,
and
great game.
Yeah, great, great hockey game. And I know personally a lot of us and me just as a fan, we really have missed just the excitement and the fun of being in the playoffs the last few years. So hopefully they can find a way to get in next year. So, Jay,
absolutely.
Thank you, partner. And if you're out golfing and you happen to see Aaron Rodgers, you'll text me, won't you?
Yeah, I'll let you know if you join the club that we're at. Absolutely, Larry. I will definitely do that, okay?
Appreciate it, big man. Thank you.
All right, Larry. You take care.
All right. Two-time Stanley Cup champ and hockey analyst. He's been doing that a long time, Jay Caulfield. He's a winner. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard getting ready for a very big weekend and possibility of some thunderstorm activity this afternoon. Just a few minutes, we'll go live to AccuWeather headquarters and get the details. Meanwhile, a once-in-a-lifetime event is happening tomorrow on the North Shore at Stage AE, Rocky Blyer's Roll Call for the Greatest Generation, and it will bring the Army's Jazz Field Band and Big Brass from the United States Army, including our next guest, who we have known his name in this community for a long time, but he is currently Major General John Pippy, sworn in as the 55th Adjutant General of Pennsylvania, head of the Department of Military and Veteran Affairs, and sworn in February. General, good morning. Welcome to KDKA.
Larry, good morning. Thanks so much for having me on.
First and foremost, thank you for your service, your long and distinguished service to our country. And among the decorations, the general has earned a combat action badge, the Bronze Star, and has served this country for many years on many levels. And this is this cabinet event that comes with a lot of responsibility. You're in command and control of nearly 18,000 Army and Air National Guard members, the third largest in the country. This is... and congratulations on this big role.
So, Larry, it is it's literally a dream job. I feel honored to serve with these great airmen and soldiers, and then all the people in our Department of Military Veterans Affairs. We have over almost 700,000 veterans in Pennsylvania, and a lot in Western Pennsylvania. So just real proud to be part of the team.
Well, General, I think, and you found in this community, people have a tremendous sensitivity to those who have served and their families who have sacrificed, and we all want the best for our veterans. And what is the greatest need that you have, now that you're in this new role, have discovered in this area?
Well, I think two things. First, we always, and we'll never forget our solemn obligation to take care of the veterans and the family members of our lost veterans, our Gold Star families. And I was just on the Gateway Clipper fleet this weekend with their survivor families. And what an amazing group of resilient people. The second is, as I mentioned, we have about 700,000 veterans, some of them guard, but active duty, all the branches of service. And we not only make sure that they get the programs and support they need, but also, you know, supporting the medical, mental, job opportunities. It's a tremendous coalition. And out in Western Pennsylvania, it's great to be back out west. And we have a lot of veterans organizations, nonprofits, and a great example of what we're doing with the Army 250 tomorrow. I'm just excited to be coming back up to Pittsburgh and spend a little time with one of my heroes, Rocky Blyer, and just all the great World War II greatest generation veterans, of which, you know, thank you for your father's service. But we're in the Pacific. My grandfather was in the Pacific as well at the end of the war.
Yes, you are a generational military service member. Your dad in the Air Force. You were actually born on an Air Force base in Thailand. How did you end up in Pittsburgh in the first place?
Well, I just celebrated 33-year anniversary. My wife, Kathy, whose family was in Moon Township, and we were both cadets at West Point. We got married 2 days after graduation, in June 1st of 92. So we came back to Pittsburgh, and I remember visiting Pittsburgh when we were dating. We fell in love with it, and we knew this is where we wanted to raise our kids. And it's just been, you know, the last 33 years. It's been tremendous being part of Pittsburgh and all the things and great things that go with it.
You know what I particularly appreciate, General, is the fact that many of our military members who have served, when they come home, they continue that service in sometimes political careers like you, because you have a different eye and a respect level that allows you to hopefully take our country forward. And I think we see that a lot in this region.
Very much so. I mean, if you look at the history of our region, we helped build America, literally, through U.S. Steel and all our great icons of industry in the 1900s. In the 1800s, we were at the forefront of the West. We're very proud of that legacy. And with that comes a service that you mentioned that a lot of military have, and our first responders. And it's just part of the grit and the essence of being a Pennsylvanian. And as an adopted son, I'm very proud to be part of that.
If there are veterans who are listening and wondering about services, what do you tell those service members about what we can do to help them now?
We have a program in Pennsylvania called PA Vet Connect to make it easy. People can go online. We also have our hotline 988 and press 1 and to make it easy. So and you'll get a very caring person who will help you with any issue, whether it's, like I said, support for health services, physical, mental, advice on developing businesses, everything you can have. So PA Vet Connect is our online, and then 988, press 1 if you're in need for services very quickly. We have such a very, as you know, patriotic community. I'm excited. I'll be at the Veterans Day Parade in November, and that will mean a lot to me because it's a lot of people here that I'm very close to. And we go out there and we make sure that those who have served, they've earned a lot of benefits. Our country and our Commonwealth is grateful, and we want to make sure that, you know, we can help support them in any way we can.
Well, tomorrow will be a special day. 18 World War II veterans will be recognized as part of this very special event again at Stage AE. And it was all the genesis of the civilian aide to the Secretary of the Army, Dr. Terry Sweeker Reed, who, as you know, General, has helped so many young people first graduate school with Phase 4 learning, but then military service with her late husband, Tom Reed's Armed Forces Center, has helped them if they choose a military path. So we appreciate the idea and the seed. And then the Army jumped in with the 250th birthday coming up here in just a week. It's going to be a special day, and we're honored to have you with the official roll call for our World War II veterans tomorrow, General.
Thank you, sir. I am honored to be there, and I look forward to spending time with you. And thank you for all you do for all our nonprofits, our veterans issues. You're always there, and you're the voice of a lot of these, you know, key events for us, and we appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate that, sir. I happen to be proud son of a World War II veteran who served in the United States Army. So we'll see you tomorrow, General. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Larry. Great. I appreciate being on.
Major General John Pippy, Adjutant General of Pennsylvania. Meteorologist Heather Zare from AccuWeather's headquarters is with us. Heather, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So we end up going back to the 80s today, but with that comes the opportunity for some summer-like thunderstorm activity later.
Right, so we are going to see some of that catching up with us as we go through the day. Here in the short term, we're certainly looking a lot like we have the last couple of mornings. Perhaps a few more clouds around, most of those just some higher clouds. A little bit less in the way of haze, but you still see some of that as well. Overall, though, it is just kind of a muggy sort of morning. A little bit more humidity than we've been seeing, and that's going to stick around today as well. So high 86 with some humidity. It's going to feel like it's closer to 90. And then as we start to get into the afternoon and this front that has brought some severe weather out across the Midwest gets closer to us, we'll see some thunderstorms start to fire up. And I think this is going to be late in the afternoon. So we're talking after 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. But then when they do come through, we have a concern for damaging winds and hail along with flooding downpours. And this would be the small hail, like pea-sized hail. Nonetheless, it is going to make for a very active pattern for the later part of the afternoon into the early part of the evening.
Oh, boy. All right. That said, can you look into your magic crystal ball? We've got the U.S. Open coming next weekend. Can you kind of give us a sense of next week's weather in general?
Well, it does look like we're going to see a little bit of a shift from the big high pressure area that was in control for much of this week into a shift that for at least a good part of next week, we actually could be seeing low pressure overhead. Now, that said, that may try to reverse as we're getting close to the weekend. So with a little bit of luck, we can get back into a hopefully at least warmer pattern, maybe not dry pattern. We'll kind of have to see how far that high pressure area can move into the area. At least some thunderstorm chances, I would say, but on the warmer side of average.
All right, Heather, appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Meteorologist Heather Zare at AccuWeather's headquarters.
News desk. A new law goes into effect in Pennsylvania today called Miller's Law. It bans the use of all handheld electronic devices while driving.
I'm sorry, Pat. I wasn't listening. I had my phone in my hand. So this includes right when you stop at a red light or in a traffic delay, even a moment, you can't have your phone in your hand starting today.
That's right. President Trump has announced a travel ban that would impact 19 countries. Citizens of 12 countries would be banned from visiting the United States, and those from 7 others would face restrictions.
We will not allow people to enter our country who wish to do us harm. We don't want them.
And I understand part of the genesis of this was that Egyptian national who overstayed his visa, who is being accused of firebombing the crowd in Colorado.
Yeah, except Egypt isn't on the list.
Ironically.
Yeah. The Dollar Bank Three Rivers Arts Festival kicks off today. It's taking place in the Strip District for 1 year only, as its future home, Arts Landing, remains under construction.
Yeah, this is not a bad place to do it, and it's 4 days instead of 10 for this year only, but they are expecting 100,000 plus people to visit over the 4 days in the Strip District.
It's a lot of people.
Yes, it is. I always loved the Arts Festival. I've enjoyed it. And one year, Pat, we had it right outside our window at Gateway Center down there at KDK-TV. And there was an empty tent for like a day. So I literally emptied my junk drawer at home and put the stuff out on the table. And then we had a hidden camera and had people walk by and look at it. And then they would look at me and I'd be like, it's just art. And it was fun to do. All right. Thank you, Patrick.
Art is in the eye of the beholder.
Yes.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.